do not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Friday, January 17th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. A couple of you texted in during the break that was a really good discussion that we had this morning. Good show this morning, fellas. That was from Chris and St. Ignace. A couple others that came in. Sorry, I don't have you stored in my phone. Your number ending in 5142. Just text me your first name and city or area, and maybe how you listen to the show on the radio, 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. The show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com. The TuneIn app. Radio station's website. Call letters, WCHY.us, or its app, Simple Radio. Just download Simple Radio, type in the call letters, and you can listen anytime on your cell phone, tablet, whatever. That all together makes up the Patriot Voice Radio Network. So greatly appreciate you guys doing that. One of the things, as we head into this game tomorrow night, I believe it's 7:30, 8 o'clock on Saturday. Not sure. There's a 4:30 game, I think, and then this Lions game. Pastor Chatfield needs to take some earplugs. They are projecting, I saw one article this morning on this, inside Ford Field, based on other packed houses, and this one's going to be packed even more so. This is going to be standing room around the perimeters. I mean, they're selling tickets like you would not believe. The seats are all sold out. Standing room only in the building, because they have all these TV monitors around the food courts. They're saying that the sound inside that stadium is going to be north of 125 to 130 decibels is how loud it's going to be. When the Washington team has the ball on offense, the Commanders get the ball, it'll be so loud in there, I don't even know if they're even going to hear the signals. I can almost guarantee there'll be no audibles. There is going to be no way in heck he's going to be able to change the play at the line. Unless they've got some kind of hand signals figured out, there's no way they're going to do it verbally. And folks, you have to understand, this is very important. The offensive coordinator holds up his play sheet up against his mouth, so the cameras on the TV won't show his words, his lips moving. They call the play into the quarterback's headset. he might not even hear the call into his headset. He can't hear. That's how loud these people are going to be. Then they call that play. The defensive coordinator, the other team, they call their play. He gets to the line and he goes, this play ain't going to work. They must have been reading our minds, or they intercepted our call, because they have got people in places. I can't pass this ball. I cannot run this play. It's not going to work. So they call an audible. That's what I love about the game of football. It's mental chess games. He calls an audible to go to another play because the defense is set up against him. I don't think he's going to be able to do that. Talk about the 12th man on the field. It's going to be like playing against 18 players instead of 11. You go into the game, scream your brains out when Washington has the ball. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people, and even our pets, have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit, such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
By now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Can you tell we're a little excited about this Lions football game? Had the first week by number one seed in the NFC. All the games that the Lions will be playing, hopefully if they win tomorrow night, will stay at Ford Field. Home field advantage throughout the playoffs. The only game they'll be playing on the road, if they get that far, will be the Super Bowl. That they will be traveling for that game. It will not be at Ford Field. Home field advantage for the Super Bowl is not fair. I can tell you that right now. So I'm excited. Yes, I'm going to be glued to the TV. I'm going to have the stereo surround sound on, and it's going to be awesome. Can't wait for this game tomorrow. One of the things is politicians who cater. I got a Twitter X post this morning coming from our communist news reporter, Craig Mauger, the Detroit News. He posted a picture on his Twitter X account. And it was Governor Gretchen Whitmer sitting at her desk signing bills. And he commented that Gretchen Whitmer was signing bills while wearing in a Detroit Lions football jersey. And I was like, you know, talking about catering, talking about trying to cater. I understand she's a fan. I'm a fan, of course. But I'm not sitting here, you know, doing the show today wearing a Lions jersey. But, you know, she's going to do that. Okay, whatever. Well, I put a comment and I tagged Craig on it. I said, too bad she's not a team player for all the people of Michigan. And, of course, he came back with a kind of a snarky comment. You know, and it's like, you know, my biggest problem is the way the Democrats ran their legislative session when they had the trifecta. And I get it. They had the House, the Senate, she's the governor. They rammed their agenda through. I get it. And I said on this show through the last 2 years, I was hoping and praying that the Republicans were watching what the Democrats did. The agenda of their bills that they rammed through, the way they treated the Republicans in committee, the way they treated the Republicans on the floor, the House and the Senate, when it came to amendments to their bills. Democrats did not allow one amendment on their main policy agenda-driven bills that were submitted in the House and the Senate for those 2 years. Well, we only won back the House on November 5th, folks. We got back the majority, 110 state representatives, 58 Republicans now, 52 Democrats, and Matt Hall is the speaker. And I got to tell you, he's doing a really, really good job. I'm impressed. As a matter of fact, if I see him in person, I'm going to go up and shake his hand and said, dude, kudos so far. I'll be watching. I'll be monitoring you. But you've done a really good job. I like the rule changes in the House. I like the reduction in the number of committees, consolidation of a couple. The reduction of the number of state representatives required to be in that lesser number of committees. I like how they took the bull by the horns and basically rammed through legislation that is going to fix this tipped wage credit and the paid earned sick time laws as amended by the Michigan Supreme Court back last summer, they are proactively in the House going after it. They're going to submit their past version to the Senate and say the ball's in your court. Folks, the clock is ticking. If they don't get this done, 1 month and 4 days from today, February 21st, the state of Michigan changes. One out of five restaurants will be closing. Many small businesses will be shutting down. They are going to absolutely change our state if they don't do this. So you have to understand, this is without a doubt a very critical time in our state. I want to offer up a prayer right now. Father God, we come to you and we ask that you put your hand on Lansing, Michigan, our state capital. Our state representatives, our state senators, our governor, all of their advisors, the lobbyists, everybody that's involved in politics in our state government, Father, we ask that you put your hand on them. Give them your divine providence as to what's best for our state, for our tipped servers in this state, our small businesses. Father, we are in trouble, and we need your help. Father, we pray that you absolutely will give them guidance, direction, peace of mind, a calmness to do the right thing for us, the people of this state. Father, we cannot afford to lose one out of five restaurants. We cannot afford to have any more businesses go out of business in this state. God, you know our situation. You know what's going to happen. You already foresee, you already know what these bills, these laws actually that were changed by our Supreme Court are going to do to our state. And Father, we ask that you put in their hearts, on their minds, the laws that need to be passed in the House, the Senate, and this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, to sign them before February 21st. Father, we thank you, thank you, thank you for hearing these prayers. Thank you for your son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for forgiving our sins. And thank you for hearing our prayers and doing this for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Because I got to tell you something, if that prayer is not answered, this state of Michigan, folks, is going to change, and it's going to change quick. We will have massive layoffs. We will have businesses shuttering their doors and leaving. And I've talked to a couple of them because I'm out recruiting new sponsors for the radio show, for this show, for the radio station. And they're all saying, Randy, we're going to wait and see. Many of them are staying open for the winter because they have to. They need the money. They've cut back on staff. They're running on a skeleton crew, but they're here. And they're hoping that they can get through this and that Lansing will fix this before February 21st. Because they told me flat out, if it doesn't change, we're gone. We are closing the door. We're selling off the equipment. We're doing whatever we can do, and we're out of here. Many of them are going to move to another state. And here's the other component to this, folks. As we're trying to get more sponsors, as we're out talking to these businesses, there's something that you can do for me, you can do for this station that will help us. I've talked about it almost every single day. I'm going to keep talking about it because we are in the first quarter of 2025. The Nielsen ratings will be surveyed. And we need this radio station on top of mind of people in our listening area, especially if you're driving around town and you can hear 97.7 FM on your radio station in your car, we need you to have a rear window sticker on your vehicle. They're designed to stick to glass. In this cold weather, with salt and snow and ice, all you have to do is go through a car wash, or better yet, take a towel with some Windex, clean off the back left corner of your vehicle. Your car, your SUV, your minivan, your pickup, whatever you drive, and put a rear window sticker on it for this radio station. Show us your love and support for the show and the music that we're playing starting at noon all weekend long. We need you to be able to show others. Check out 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. Text me your name, your mailing address. I don't care if it's at your home or business. It doesn't matter. And how many vehicles you can actually put stickers on. In your family, or maybe some friends you know, listen to the station, get a couple of stickers for them. Give them to them at church on Sunday or whenever you see them next. You play cards on Tuesday night, whatever. Get a few extra, take them with you. Put them in the door of your car, your vehicle, and give them to these people. We need those stickers on vehicles as soon as possible. I've already mailed out over 150, I think I counted the other day. I still have 850 more to go. I need your help. We need your help. We need more sponsors. We need to grow this radio family. We need listeners. Listeners turn into ratings. Ratings turns into sponsors. Sponsors turns into dollars to keep us on the radio. It's that simple. It's really, literally that simple. So, again, I beg, I plead, I ask that you text me your name, mailing address, and how many stickers you can get on vehicles for us, and I will send them out to you. I'm taking a few into Traverse City Post Office this afternoon. I would love to include your mailing in it. So text me, and I will get them out there for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Greatly appreciate it. Part of the radio family, we've had this mission statement from day one. We want your life to be better. We want to lower the cost of living here in the state of Michigan. We want you to be healthier. We want you to feel better. We want you to get good sleep. We want you to absolutely improve your quality of life. That's why we do what we do. In the meantime, we throw in a little politics. Sometimes people say we throw in too much politics. Well, I'm sorry for that, but somebody's got to hold these people accountable. We need to get the right people elected, and we need absolutely to hold them accountable once they get there. And I can honestly report, Victoria Bishop, the new Antrim County clerk, for the first 2 weeks of a new job learning, doing all the things they're going through, her and Annette Marcus, her chief deputy clerk, the other employees there, the girls in the office, they're doing a great job. She gets an A-plus for the first 2 weeks as being the new Antrim County clerk. Not just because she's my wife. They are now taking credit cards in the clerk's office. First time ever. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by MyPure.